We're getting closer to Mountain Home Bomber football. The Bombers pregame show is brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. We take you live to the stadium with the voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Then let State Farm Agent James Boyette at Mountain Home help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with James handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can mean earning discounts of up to 40%. That's money James can help you put towards a college savings plan. Call State Farm Agent James Boyette today to get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
Very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Jacksonville High School and the third conference game of the season for the Mountain Home Bombers tonight as they do battle with the Titans of Jacksonville. Mountain Home comes in 0-5 in the campaign, 0-2 so far in this 6A East Conference. The Titans of Jacksonville 1-4 on the campaign. They are 0-2 in league play as well. Jacksonville's win coming about 3 weeks ago when they beat Little Rock Hall. They have losses to Mills, Catholic, then they've lost to Searcy and Jonesboro so far in conference play. Final game they're playing here at Jan Crow Stadium. The new stadium they're building will be ready for their next home game here in about 3 weeks. And so we get to close out the Jan Crow Stadium. Last game here, they've already moved into the high school, and this is the last game on the last grass turf field in Class 6A. We're playing on it tonight, and of course it's been rain earlier today, but it's nice this afternoon, and skies have cleared out, and it's going to be a great night for football. First cold night we've really had for football this season. It feels like football weather, finally. Good test for the Bombers tonight, a very athletic Jacksonville team. We'll take a break, come back, talk about this matchup in just a moment. About 21 minutes away from kickoff, you're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas deliver reliable, affordable power to more than 60% of Arkansas, the field we call home. The 17 dedicated electrical cooperatives around the state manage over 75,000 miles of power lines, delivering power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, football fields, improving the lives of communities and their residents all across Arkansas. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to play, the power to deliver.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Limu. And Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Yay! Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
How do you explain the joy of getting any size soft drink for just a buck from McDonald's? Well, it's like...
One, two, three.
Yeah, like that. Get $1 any size soft drink from McDonald's. Joy included. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
We continue with the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show.
And he's thrown for a loss back near the 40.
On Classic Hits 101.7.
We're about 19 minutes away from kickoff, the Bombers and the Titans of Jacksonville. And, of course, joining me for the broadcast again tonight is Sonny Elliott. And Sonny, this is an interesting matchup when you look at the conference standings. We heard Brian talk about it a little bit on his show just a few minutes ago. You got Jacksonville, Mountain Home, Sylvan Hills, all 0-2. Of course, 6 of the 8 teams make it to the playoffs out of the conference. And you look at those bottom three right now as far as the conference standings. This is a big one for both these ball clubs as far as trying to get into the postseason.
Most definitely. I believe that, you know, all three teams in this situation right now have those other two teams on their mind. What are they doing this week? What are their scores? And then when you get a head-to-head matchup like we have tonight and then 2 weeks from tonight, you know, you win those two games, you're in the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, that's literally what it can come down to for any of these three teams. So, you know, that puts a little extra effort into this week's practice. And then Mountain Home and Jacksonville have had some dandy games the last few years that are close. They go down to the end, and there's usually something strange that happens.
That's true. There have been some odd things in this series. I was looking back over the stats I've got here for some of these past games, and one back in 2009 when Mountain Home was up 28-0 at one point, hang on for a 35-27 win, but they also had one a few years ago where they had a lead in the fourth quarter and let that one get away. There's been some wild plays in this series, and of course Jacksonville dropping down to 5A next year as far as football. Mount Holmes going to the West, so this is the last game in the series, at least for the next 2 years we know of.
And, you know, probably so, and depending on enrollment in Central Arkansas, you know, Jacksonville could be in Class 5A for quite some time. So we may not see them for quite a while. They may become one of those teams that, like Little Rock Hall, which, you know, have dropped off and are now, and they'll be down in 5A next year too. So, you know, it's two teams that are real familiar with each other, two teams that are in very similar situations in their rebuilding process. So I expect a great ball game tonight, a very competitive and spirited ball game.
You bet. New coach here in Jacksonville.
Yeah, and they had a late change. You know, Coach Hickenbotham stepped down this summer. And of course, we in Mountain Home know what it's like to see a coach leave in the summer,
right?
And that can really put you in a bind. But so far, Coach Johnston, you know, he's got him on the board with a win, an upset win over Little Rock Hall, which was undefeated at the time.
Right.
That started out 2-0. So, you know, there's some good things going on here for the Titans. And of course, they've got some great athletes, and they always have that speed that we'll have to contain tonight.
Johnston was a OC, offensive coordinator, at Marion for the last 4 years before coming over to Jacksonville. So he's familiar with Mountain Home and the schemes they run. Let's talk about some of the players for the Jacksonville Ball Club. They've got some talent, especially look up front on the defensive line.
Yeah, they got some kids up there that are pretty good size on both of their lines. You know, Keontae Levy, he's a big kid, 6'1", 258. Ryan Reddy, he's 6'1", 235. Tyus Martin, 6'4", 315. And then Adonis Fuller, he's going to play some defensive end, and he plays tight end, so he's a pretty good-sized kid. But, you know, that's a weight advantage. You can just tell right there that's a weight advantage over Mountain Home.
Right.
Because, you know, Mountain Home doesn't have a lot of big kids on their line right now. So, definite, of course – you got a great young quarterback, Buck Cobb's running the show here. I saw a little video of him found on social media.
Oh, yeah.
He likes to throw it around a little bit. He likes to keep and run with it. You know, that was one thing Coach Maddox talked about in the pregame show. You know, they're explosive in the backfield with both their quarterback and their running back.
They are a spread ball club, but they're one of the spread teams that actually runs more than they pass out of that spread formation. They got a good running back, averaging over 100 yards a game.
Devin Fordson, he's one of those combinations of size and speed that just wear you out. You know, you used to hear the term one of our former coaches gave us called somebody like that a rolling ball of butcher knives because what do you do to tackle them?
Right.
And so he's a pretty talented kid, and we're going to have to keep those two hemmed up, and then watch for – they like to throw that deep pass that kind of sets you up by running and running and lull you in and get you a little closer to line of scrimmage and then try and throw it over top of your head. And they've got some pretty talented receivers and some tall kids out there too.
They do. Let's talk about this Mountain Home Ball Club a little bit. We talked about it with Brian in his show earlier. Of course, Bryce McKay is still out probably for the season. Zach Spaulding, of course, out, and, of course, Case Duren out. So still some injuries there. We saw Mountain Home play so well at Nettleton a few weeks ago, struggled at Jonesboro to move the ball last week, played great for the first half, and just ran out of gas in that second half.
Yeah, that's kind of become a trend, through, especially since the Nettleton game. We saw the drop-off. I think the lead and that endorphins from being so excited kept things going a little bit longer. We found ourselves in a hole at the half, though, of the last two games. And you can just see that Pine Bluff, especially last week, was able to take control of the line of scrimmage, start dominating and pushing our guys around and control the ball game. They opened it up with a run game, which really opened up a couple of big pass plays for them where they could hit us over the top, which was something that we didn't do at Jonesboro.
Right.
We didn't give up the big play at Jonesboro, and unfortunately last week we had at least two.
I mentioned earlier before you got on the air with us the fact that it's – we had some football weather last week, even colder tonight. It's finally good to see this weather like this. And that's going to be a factor, too, for the Mount Home, as many players playing both ways.
Yeah, I don't know that there really is that big a difference, though, as far as physical exertion, because you get hot. You know, you're going to be steaming over there on the sideline. We'll probably see it coming off the tops of their heads. So, unfortunately, colder weather doesn't keep you any fresher. So, and of course, you know, when it gets cold like this, at least I remember what it was like when I played. When you get down, your lungs just feel like they're on fire, and you can't get enough oxygen in there. So, you know, depth is a concern, I think, for both teams. And hopefully we can see the kind of game where they'll develop where some guys can get in the ball game tonight and see if they can help contribute down the stretch. You know, one thing Coach Maddox talked about to us this week was the younger kids, the light starts coming on about week six, and that's where we're at. You know, they've been now through basically 2.5 months of practice, and then you start seeing who maybe can step forward and give you some help out there.
Well, and one thing, too, that's been a factor for these younger players is the fact that all the JV games that have been scheduled have been canceled. Not by Mountain Home, obviously. It's these other teams who are going to play. They keep canceling on us, and the JV kids haven't got a chance to play.
Well, we got one in one night that was actually not what we call – it wasn't a game. It's what we call a jamboree. Right. Where we just line up and run a series of plays. We ran some plays against Green Forest and Huntsville and Harrison. Did pretty successful that night. And then they just started falling by the wayside. Have to take a little pot shot at Huntsville. They canceled on us last Monday night because the field was too wet. You don't want to tear your field up for a JV game. But I know we talked to Coach Chusky, the athletic director, today, that they've been working really hard, and they do have two JV games coming up that they've got added to the schedule. It's Harrison at Ballmer Stadium on Monday night at 6 o'clock. And then the following Monday night, we'll see the JVers take on Yovel Summit at 6 o'clock.
They're good. They need to play. That's good. All right, we're about 11 minutes away from kickoff. We have some great matchups around the state tonight. We'll let Matt run down that schedule coming up with our studio report. When we continue, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, finances, and insurance? Then let State Farm agent James Boyette at Mountain Home help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with James handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time for everything else. More money, too. Because adding State Farm policies can mean earning discounts of up to 40%. That's money James can help you put towards a college savings plan. Call State Farm agent James Boyette today to get to a better state with State Farm. Discounts may vary state to state.
The early days of autumn in Arkansas are unmatched, with the cool, crisp air and crinkle of leaves underfoot, Friday night lights, and hometown pride as we cheer on our team. It's a season of cozy sweaters and enjoying the arrival of all things pumpkin and spice. At Integrity First Bank, we celebrate the change in season with you and welcome the familiar fall comforts that this time of year brings to our community. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for your child's education is so important. We know that putting money aside for college or technical school is tough, but we're here to make it easier. Every drop in the bucket adds up over time. I encourage you to open an Arkansas 529 account for your children or grandchildren today.
To learn more about the Arkansas 529 plan, its investments, objectives, risks, and costs, read the official statement at arkansas529.org. arkansas529.org.
Let's check the schedule of other games around the state with Matt Sharp and our studio report on Classic Hits 101.7.
And good evening from the studio as we welcome you back to the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show. Mountain Home getting ready to take on Jacksonville this evening. Let's take a look at what else is going on. First off, in the 6A East tonight, Searcy is at Marion tonight. The Lions come to this game ranked 9th in the state overall, 2nd in Class 6A. Jonesboro is at Pine Bluff tonight. The Hurricane is currently ranked 4th in Class 6A by the Arkansas Sports Media. And Sylvan Hills is actually not too far from Searcy. They are playing at West Memphis this evening. On the local level, Yellville Summit is stepping out of outside of conference play for their Turkey Trot game, the Panthers at home against Rector. And by the way, the teams of the 1980s for Yellville Summit will be recognized tonight. It is the celebration of the Panthers' 50th football season continues. Salem is at Midland to this evening down at Pleasant Plains. Melbourne is hosting Marshall. And Mountain View is at Harding Academy. Tough matchup for the Yellow Jackets. The Wildcats are currently ranked 4th in Class 3A. Harrison is at Valonia tonight. The Goblins currently tied for 5th over in the state overall and tied for 1st in Class 5A. West Plains at Waynesville tonight. The Zizzers come into this game ranked 5th in Class 4 up in Missouri. Hollister is at home against Aurora. Forsyth is at Stockton tonight. Branson is at Nixa. And Ava is hosting Thayer tonight. This is going to be a good matchup tonight, as Ava is ranked 6th in Class 2, and Thayer is ranked 2nd in Class 1. In the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet got to, number 1 Bryant is in Little Rock tonight to take on Central. Second-ranked Greenwood, who is also number 1 in Class 6A, is at home against Salem Springs this evening. It is 3rd-ranked Bentonville hosting Heritage, who made the short trip from Rogers. 4th-ranked North Little Rock is in Fort Smith to take on Southside. Little Rock Christian, who is tied with Harrison for both the number 5 ranking overall and number 1 ranking in Class 5A, is making a short trip tonight as they are at JA Fair, so they pretty much get to stay in the city. 7th-ranked Conway is hosting Cabot. Number 8, Pulaski Academy, who is also number 3 in Class 5A, is at home against Maumelle tonight, as they are coming off that loss to Little Rock Christian. And 10th-ranked Lake Hamilton, who is also 3rd in Class 6A, is at home tonight against Russellville. Only one game I haven't yet mentioned in the Class 6A Top 5. It is number 5, Benton, at home against Little Rock Hall this evening. 2 games I haven't yet got to in the Class 5A Top 5. 4th-ranked Morrilton is at Alma tonight, and number 5 Wynn is at home against Valley View. In the Arkansas Sports Media Class 4A Top 5, this is probably definitely the biggest game of the night, as number 1 Nashville is in Little Rock to take on 4th-ranked Joe T. Robinson. 2nd-ranked Arkadelphia is at home against Fountain Lake. 3rd-ranked Shiloh Christian has made the trip to Prairie Grove, and number 5 Dardanelle is at home against Ozark. In the Class 3A Top 5 games that I haven't yet mentioned, top-ranked Ryzen is at Palestine Wheatley. 2nd-ranked Osceola is hosting Manila. It is number 3 Camden Harmony Grove at home against Horatio. And number 5 Prescott has made the trip to Smackover. And in the Class 2A Top 5, top-ranked Hazen is at Desark this evening. 2nd-ranked Fordyce is hosting Barton. Number 3 Junction City is not only stepping out of conference, they're actually going out of state. They are down in Louisiana to take on D'Arbonne Woods. 4th-ranked Foreman is at Lafayette County, and number 5 Gurdon is at Murfreesboro. I do want to let our listeners know that over on our sister station tonight, KTLO AM 1240, the St. Louis Cardinals will be playing the Washington Nationals. This is the very first game of the National League Championship Series. The broadcast is already underway. First pitch is scheduled for 7:08. That's going to do it for the latest on the local level and around the state. We'll get you back to Brad and Sonny here on the James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show in just a moment, as we get ready to bring you Mountain Home and Jacksonville. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The boys are in a real pickle here, Gene.
Lots of talk going on in the huddle there, Roy.
Well, it looks like they decided on a play.
Wait, what's this? Are they setting up for the hot springs?
The hot springs? We haven't seen this formation since 1918.
Yeah, that's the same year that Babe Ruth hit the mammoth home run during hot spring training. They're headed to the line. And there's the snap.
To learn more about the rich sports history in Hot Springs National Park, visit hotsprings.org.
The James Boyette State Farm Agency pregame show continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Jan Crow Stadium in Jacksonville, as we are about 3 minutes away from kickoff now, the Bombers and the Titans of Jacksonville. And I'm anxious to see how many times I call them the Red Devils tonight on the air. It's a hard habit to break. I know they've been the Titans for several years, but still hard to break.
It definitely is when you think about it. There were some great successful football teams here in the 70s, and Coach Watson had a great program here. So it makes you a little nostalgic sometimes when you look out here and you see these folks in these red shirts. It just looks like they ought to say Red Devils on them.
Coin toss being conducted right now in midfield. The referee is talking to the two sets of captains. Looks like Mountain Home has won the toss, and they will receive. And I know Brian's talked about that before. He likes to go out there and try to set the tone with that offense.
I like to see that out of a team. You know, a lot of people defer nowadays and stuff like that. But whenever you have a feel good about your offensive game plan, you want to get it out there, because it's just amazing how much of a difference that it makes in the ball game when you score first.
Right.
You can see that. That's what happened, I believe, at Nettleton. Did we score first at Nettleton? I think we might have.
Yeah, we did.
And that set the tone.
It did.
So when you set the tone like that, that can make all the difference in a game, because whenever that guy's chasing you, we know what that's like.
Right.
So you feel the pressure. You got to be perfect on every play. You get out to a touchdown lead, and then sometimes that turns into a two-touchdown lead and even more.
We'll take a break, come back, and kick this one off in just a moment. The Bombers and the Titans of Jacksonville next here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Bombers pregame show, brought to you by James Boyette State Farm Agency. Now it's game time on Classic Hits 101.7. This is Mountain Home Bomber Football, presented by
RBS Bank, ASC Warranty, Centennial Bank, Chad Beshears of Edward Jones Investments, Dewey and Sons Plumbing, Harold Tucker Auto Parts, Integrity First Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Salvation Army, and Roger Talbert of Pegler Real Estate Group.
The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will have all the action live from the stadium next on Classic Hits 101.7.